Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we're going to be reading The Reincarnation Trap. This is from a collection of stories called 54 Sleepless Nights, written by Tobias Wade. I hope you enjoy this story. If you do, there's links to the ebook and the book itself of this collection of stories in the description. But anyway, let's get started. I thought he was a priest, the long-bearded man wearing a hood who knelt at my deathbed. The man looked so familiar. But if I once knew him, then he was obscured through the fog of my age. I heard him muttering prayers, but they could not reach me through my wretchedness and pain. I told him to leave, but he told me that I would be the one to leave first, and his solemnness and honesty made me laugh. I asked the man where I would go, and he said that was up to me. I had lived a good life, he said, and I could freely choose the next form I would inhabit. I thought he was making fun of me, but his voice was so calm and soothing. And I saw no harm in entertaining myself in a fantasy to distract me from my final throes. I told him I thought I could be happy as a dog, as long as it wasn't one of the little ones. And not one of those poor homeless ones either, but a comfortable house dog that has everything given to him. "You'll be my dog then, and I'll take care of you," the man promised. I laughed at him, but said that if he could take away this pain and let me be a dog, then I would call him my master. "And you will go freely into your new form? Renouncing all claims of your old body?" I was ready to let go. I readily agreed, closing my eyes to imagine myself running through a golden field. I felt a sharp sting and opened my eyes again to see him withdrawing the IV line that administered my medication, but I knew I didn't need it anymore. It was curious to watch him slide the needle over his hand, though, rubbing my blood between his fingers. Then he went back to muttering his prayers, but I couldn't hear them over my own labored breathing, and I knew the end was soon. But I could smell the field and the sun and the wildflowers. The scent was invigorating and more powerful than any I had ever experienced. Despite the delicious scents and my inward preoccupation, I could not turn away as the man let his hood fall to his shoulders to reveal his cracked and blistered skin beneath. At the right of the horned bone which pierced through the skin of his bald head, or the long fangs which hung from his grinning maw. "And you will call me your master," he said, gripping my feeble hand with his long fingers. Their nails curved and polished talons of bone. I struggled in vain to free myself from his grip. The powerful scent shifted, and soon my rich blood on his hand was the only thing I could smell. It intoxicated me, filling my lungs so that every breath was choked in blood, until that too faded, and I found that he was no longer holding me down but was instead stroking me, his gnarled hand warm and comforting as it smoothed out my fur. I was unsteady at first on my four legs, but it was such a relief to be free of that prison of flesh I once inhabited. The strength and balance I soon found made every movement a joy, and as the scent of blood faded from my nostrils, a rich and undiscovered world of flavor and texture blossomed into my awareness. I was grateful to the man despite his monstrous appearance, which indeed seemed so much less terrifying than it had a moment ago. He called me by my name, and I followed him from the hollow chamber, only pausing at the door to look back at my old body, which must now be still in death. "Do not linger," my master ordered me, but I could not turn away. Not only was my old body not dead, it was sitting upright and breathing easily, looking younger and healthier than I had in years. It stripped back the covers and stood on legs that no longer shook, smiling at me from a face that was once my own. "We had a deal," my master growled. "That body does not belong to you anymore. You've renounced your claim and it belongs to me." But I felt cheated and lied to all the same, and I growled back at the monstrous man who had lured me from myself. He muttered and swore at me, snatching at my tail with a clawed hand that I was narrowly able to avoid. I began to bark at him. The monstrous man was furious at this, lunging at me a half dozen times to try to pin me to the ground. Each time I evaded him, though, snarling and biting, finally sinking my teeth into his bony hand and holding on despite the horrific, sulfuric taste. He couldn't free itself from my grip, and we heard voices rousing themselves around the house as they reacted to our struggle. The demon appeared frightened by this, and with a vicious slash he used a long talon to sever his own hand that I had ensnarled. Then, pulling his hood down low once more, he retreated from my chambers as the voices closed in. I felt arms around me and saw my old body and felt that familiar scent. "Thank you," the old body whispered, "for this most precious gift. I would have been his servant too, if you had not chased the demon back." My old body seemed younger by the moment as the wrinkles smoothed from his weathered face. He promised me that the demon would never get its hold of either of us, and when my years were spent and he would still be young, and he would give me my body back to live out the rest of my days again. I lived a long and happy life as that dog, and I miss him now that I am a man again. I know the human I once dwelled beside lives on as my own dog, though, and that I will have my turn again as an animal after his years are spent, always switching places throughout the years, as we guard against the demon's return, neither master nor servant, but eternally as each other's closest friend. That's the end of the story. I really hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening. If you did and you're on YouTube, I'd appreciate it if you liked the video and stand up against the YouTube algorithm, which is determined to keep us down. And with that said, if you'd like to support the channel even more, there is a Patreon available. A huge shout out to my patrons, actually. I appreciate all of you for your support. And if you'd like to join the Discord and come hang out with us, and come and go as you please, really. Well, there are links to all of this in the description of this episode. Either way, thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.